look at the quarterbacks in this league, folks. Look at them. Rodgers. All the quarterbacks, they bootleg, they slide, they do everything. They mix up the offense. Two games in a row. We don't learn from our mistakes the first game. Now we have a rookie coming in, our home opener, at home on Monday night television, and they come in and slap us around. And how dare that happen? How dare Fox let that happen? That's a disgrace what went on there tonight.
And that's just a piece of it.
My favorite moment of last night was at the end of the game. I was listening to Justin, the end of his program last night, about 10:30. And he said, you know, I'm tepid about this team. I'm tepid about the Bears. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm tepid. But the guys on at 10:30 are livid. And it was, and those guys who came on, when it was Hamp, OB, with Kaz, it was the craziest.
It was great.
Hour and a half of screaming into the microphone I've ever heard. Now, sweet Lou Kanellis, very dear friend, mentor of mine in the sporting world, is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And sweetness, let me just say this. You, a couple of weeks ago now. I haven't even given you a chance to take it back yet. About 10 days ago, you were on this program, and you said the Bears could win go 9-7, maybe 10-6. I think that 0-16 is very likely.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Really?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Even
I'm
you,
really,
Lou.
I 0-16 may be a stretch, Anna, but I don't.
They've won one home game in 12 attempts.
Yeah, one home game in 12 attempts, three home games in two seasons, and now plus last night. It was, and I listened last night till midnight. I've got to support my man Hamp, my partner on Sundays, and those guys were right in so many respects. I mean, listen, there's enough blame to go around for that embarrassment last night. I said it on Fox at 5 o'clock in our newscast. I said, this is a must game. Home opener. Monday Night Football against a rookie quarterback, and I don't care if he's Roger Staubach out there. This better be a different Bears team than what we saw the last two seasons on their home turf, and it was worse than what I've seen.
Worse, as OB would say, right into the microphone, screams right into it.
I think it was even past the put the big boy pants on. You didn't even say that because it didn't warrant Nobody had them on.
You know why? They don't have big boy pants.
Apparently they're not available anymore.
They have plenty of injuries, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Hey, Lou, the big story, of course, Jay Cutler with the sprained thumb, as John Fox put it, but there was a report, a Sun-Times report earlier, that said Cutler had sprained ligaments in his thumb in week one. Hey, you heard anything like that? And also, do you think he was left in the game too long last night?
Question number one, Kevin, I had not heard of any type of thumb injury that Cutler had suffered at Houston. And I will agree with Fox in that he practiced every play of practice last week. And if the guy wasn't healthy, someone would have told John Fox. I mean, believe me, his job's on the line as well.
Is it really?
It really is. Listen, I mean, if you know George McCaskey, and the McCaskey family, and I saw a number yesterday that Forbes has the Bears valued at $2.6 billion right now.
Did that go down last night?
Yeah, it went down a couple of
Did you check this morning to see what it's worth?
A couple of million, not 100,000. Listen, if the guy couldn't play, someone would have been out there for him. So you don't know if Cutler was honest with these guys, if he was feeling pain in the thumb but still felt he could throw a football. I mean, you know, he hauled that one to Jeffrey in the first half that went for 49 yards. Mm-hmm. He looked like the Cutler of old. Then he re-injured it. And when you hear re-injured, what do you mean re-injured? We didn't even know he injured it in the first place. So I'm not sure Jay was honest with everyone because he wanted to be out there. He was excited about playing in the home opener. Do I think that he's done for the season? Listen, like Fox said, I'm not a doctor either. And I've learned one thing about John Fox and Ryan Pace. Even if they know today he's not going to play the rest of the season, they're not telling us until they have to.
But is it time to give up on Jay Cutler? I think that's ultimately the question.
Yes.
He's kind of crushed Chicago's football dreams, hasn't he? There was so much potential there, building a team around him, and so much hope.
And I'm not blaming everything that happened last night on Jay Cutler, but we've waited way too long. And I think it hit me last night when I watched Carson Wentz mm-hmm. the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. a rookie in his second game. And that's when you realize, listen, you got to do it the Cubs way, and it hurts. And I'm a Bears season ticket holder. So to eat 8 games a season sucks, okay? They're not cheap. They're okay. $100 a ticket. But the only way you're going to get a quarterback like Carson Wentz is if you're really bad. If you're prepared to go through a couple of 1, 2, 3 win seasons,
oh, we are.
And rebuild through the draft,
oh, yeah.
like the Cubs did with 5 straight fifth place finishes. And I think that, unfortunately, the Bears may be at that point.
Well, they won't have a choice. Lou, here's the problem. Everybody, can we just play this, please? Do you have John Fox, the injury report? Got this? Let's just listen and bow our heads in reverence.
All right, just the update. Really not a whole lot to update. I'll just go through them again. Jay Cutler, a right thumb sprain. Kadeem Carey, hamstring strain. Eddie Goldman, ankle sprain. Lamar Houston, knee. Okay. Like I said, physical examination. It does appear to be significant, but we still haven't gotten the MRI results. Mm-hmm. Danny Trevathan is a new one, thumb sprain. He is going to require surgery. He'll have that tomorrow
a.m.
Yeah. It's not season ending. We'll keep you posted on the timeline as close as we can. Adrian Amos, concussion in the protocol. Bryce Callahan, concussion. He's in the protocol. And then Chris Przinski, calf contusion.
More people got injured last night than in the Chelsea bombing on Saturday night.
Oh, gosh.
I hate to make that analogy, but it is true. I mean, it was like it was like an emergency room full of people. When they took Jay Cutler off the field, they took him down that hallway and into the thing. And you're like, it's like, what are you? What? It's goodbye. I waved at my
you
teammate.
Did, right. You
goodbye.
Like, adios.
Goodbye.
See ya.
You know what, guys? I'm just tired of the injury. It's always something with this franchise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been bad football for too damn long. 5 straight years of not going to the playoffs. Come on. Fans in this town deserve much better, and it's just not happening. And I really thought that Ryan Pace coming from New Orleans, learning under the New Orleans Saints system, and John Fox, with his past as a head coach and the way he turned things around in Carolina and Denver, it helped in Denver that he had Peyton Manning and he had that defense he was building. But I thought things would be different. And instead, I see a team that's not prepared. I see a team that 2 games into the season is fighting on the sidelines. Really? Pernell McPhee going after Jay Cutler. Don't think for 1 second that McPhee doesn't represent everyone on his defense. He's a team captain, so I'm one of those who believes he has every right in the world to get in Cutler's face. But immediately, the second game into the season, he's going after his quarterback. There's some dysfunction going on in this organization right now, and probably a lot more than we're aware of.
To his credit, didn't Cutler say something like, you know, he had the right to yell at me, you know, we can't be satisfied with this.
Well, he better say that. He yelled at Kevin White last week.
Right.
Right. See, Cutler can't do that. Cutler can't be the one yelling at everybody else. And then when he clearly screws up, point the finger somewhere else. That just
he didn't.
That ain't
he took
right.
The blame.
He did he take the blame in the post game, but
yeah, he took the blame. He took it like a man, and he didn't. If you we have the video here, we'll run it today at 5 and tonight at 9 on our newscast. Our shooter Jeff Weiris
record the 5
video. He watched. He shot McPhee walking right towards Cutler. So you see, Cutler doesn't walk away. Doesn't turn away from McPhee. He gets. He turns around and faces the music with him. He gets it.
Well, and to your point, Ro, though, I think that's valid. We talked about it last week when he did call out Kevin White, and there are plenty of quarterbacks that do that, you know, among Tom Brady, the Peyton Mannings, but you would never, ever see a defensive player walking up to a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning or an Aaron Rodgers and chewing them out. So, as Lou, you said, the dysfunction that's going on, I think that's pretty evident when you see something like that.
I think there's dysfunction, and Kevin, I'm not sure there's a lot of respect for Jay.
Mm-hmm. No, really.
And not that he deserves it.
Really.
And it's here's what's unfortunate. There's not a lot of respect for Jay. And that doesn't mean you can't win. Listen, Dan Hampton and his fellow mates on defense couldn't stand Jim McMahon, and they still went off and won Super Bowl 20. So you don't have to break bread and go out for drinks
Listen,
and love each other.
Offenses and defenses have never been in love with each other. It's one of the reasons that Lovie Smith has had trouble in a very offensive league. Lovie Smith is a defensive coach. He loves the defense. He loves the defense to the detriment of the offense. Offensive players tend not to like to work for Lovie as much because they feel like he's not on their side. And you need to have your quarterbacks. And he needs to Lovie never understood offenses. And I would take. Remember, they fired Lovie Smith for going 10-6.
True.
Ten and six.
Yes. You think we'll get there this year?
I would take 10-6 every year for the next five and just hope that they, because that could get you the playoffs in some years.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A great day.
I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. Any second thoughts about Robbie Gould not being with his team when you saw Connor Barth miss that 31-yard field goal? I mean,
I called it.
And Robbie Gould is 101 for 101 on field goals within the 31-yard line, right? Is there anybody who looks at that and says, maybe that was a bad move? Or are we still going with, no, we're rebuilding?
Well, I see Robbie hasn't signed with another team, has he? Have I missed something, Kevin?
No, he has not.
No, so at $3 million a season, I'm not sure anyone out there wants Robbie Gould on the back end of his career. Having said that, I got to be honest with you. I was driving back to do the 9 o'clock sportscast last night in my car listening, and I said to myself, I bet Barth is going to miss from 31 yards.
Yeah, I did too.
You both called.
I did too. I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm looking at it and I go, I'm like, OB now. I go, he's going to miss this. I wish there was somebody there. He's going to miss this. And he misses it. I knew it. Sorry. All right. Hey, hold on. We got a phone call. Let me, you know what I want to do? Linda, you're on the OB with Kaz, Kevin Rowan, Sweet Lou, and Anna, just trying to be there to put up with us. Show.
I could barely watch last night, but my question is, do we think that the conditioning that the team goes through preseason and during the season stinks? Like they need better prep? I mean,
are they not in good enough shape? I don't know that's...
Well,
gentlemen, you guys, that's a great question, Linda. Great question. Thank you.
I would say that with the rules and the things in place that have been put in by the NFL pretty much basically maintains an even playing field in that regard because teams can't overwork their players.
Nor should they. They get injured in preseason.
They're very limited on what they can do. So I don't know, Lou. Unless you think you were at camp, so you saw it. I don't know if you saw them doing anything different than maybe what other teams were doing.
Lou,
is Lou there? Did Lou give up on us?
Oh my God! You know what? We lost Lou.
I don't know. It's so much conditioning. I think it's the Bears. The last 2 weeks have come out strong to start games, but it's in-game adjustments that they're struggling with. But you know, it's frustrating, I think, for a lot of people. And this team, in the past 11 years, has drafted three quarterbacks.
Yeah. So who do we have now? Just remind us. Who's?
We don't. It doesn't talk about it.
You're not going to be happy about the answer.
I don't
nobody?
We got to get nobody. Nobody. Okay. Nothing to see here. The Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantis, Mighty Arts Players, who put together this little ditty.
Okay.
Colors are quarterbacks. And all the time he gets getting sacked. I'd rather watch Green Bay instead. What the hell's in John Fox's head? Chicago's where I grew up. I watched the Bears and say, what the f***? A lonely tear rolls down my eyes. No Super Bowl since 1985. I really feel like a fool. Cause I have way better things to do. Then watch the Bears get broke in half and singing songs by Nickelback.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
All right, Sweet Lou Pinellas is back with us. He was so sickened by his conversation about the Bears.
He had to go vomit.
He had to go get physically ill, and now he's coming back. Hey, Lou, let's talk about something more fun. Do you mind?
Great, let's do it. Yes, please.
Right. By the way, Lou agrees with me now on the futility of the Chicago Bears. That's all that needs to be said here.
USA Today called it a 5-alarm dumpster fire. That was their actual headline about the Bears. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're going to be a lot of fun this season. So my Sundays have just freed up, so that's good news.
Yeah.
All right, now, Lou, you're hosting something with one of the greatest sports legends of all times, are you not?
I am, Ro. And you know what? As a baseball fan, you and I are the same age. We grew up watching this guy as the manager of the L.A. Dodgers. And when you look at what he's done over the course of his career, it really is remarkable, isn't it? And the guy I'm talking about is Tommy Lasorda. Mm-hmm. The guy's won 2 World Series, 4 National League pennants, 8 division titles in a 20-year career as the Dodgers manager. And he was so good. He had such a great relationship with his players back then, guys like Mike Piazza, Fernando Valenzuela, Rick Sutcliffe, you name it. I mean, you can go up and down the line, and he's going to be coming to town, and Tommy and I are going to have a little conversation in front of a live audience at the Greek Hellenic Museum over on Halsted and Jackson coming up a week from Thursday, and I'm excited about it because I've never had an opportunity to interview Lasorda, and I've been blessed to have had the opportunity to talk to a lot of stars and guys you and I grew up watching over the years. So this will be a lot of fun for me. It's not only going to be, you know, somewhat of a job that day, but it's going to be really a dream come true.
Now, if people want to get tickets to that, Lou, what do they do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
You don't know.
Thank you for coming prepared, Lou. I really appreciate it.
I just want to say, though, the Hellenic Museum is a place to visit in and of itself, and the conversation sounds awesome. It's really a spectacular new museum, the National Museum for Greek Americans.
To purchase tickets.
You don't happen to have the website, do you?
Lou, I want you to write this down. Here's what I want you to do.
Please.
For more information or to purchase tickets, you call 312. You got a pen?
I'm writing it down, 312.
655-1234.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
655-1234 or nationalhellenicmuseum.org. Problem there is no one knows, including Lou, who is 100% Greek, and Anna, who's 100% Greek.
Part.
They're a little uncertain. Right. Yeah, that's right. You're half British, too. Well, mm-hmm. She's Brexiting. Mm-hmm. NationalHellenicMuseum.org. Nobody knows how to spell it. Just start it and hope that Mr. Google will help you all the way
Hellenic
through.
Yeah, Hellenic Museum. You can do that.
Yeah. It'll pop up.
Yeah.
And while you're there, take a look at the museum, you know?
Is there a special wing just for broadcasters?
No, but it does celebrate the contributions of Greek culture, really, from ancient times to the present, and they have amazing exhibits. Amazing.
All right.
And I'm hoping you get them to start that wing. For the broadcasters,
yeah, we need
yourself.
To do that, right?
Andrea Darlis,
Bob Costas, he could
Allman.
Be in there.
Yeah, Bob Costas, mm-hmm. Right?
Bob Costas. I mean, really,
I you
a
know,
couple of us.
I like one of my favorite. You know, when the reel plays at the end of my life, mm-hmm. One of my favorite nights, one of my favorite afternoons ever.
Yeah.
Was at the Greek Festival on Halsted Street.
Oh, it's the best
Greek Fest on Halsted Street. With Lou Kanellis, walking through it with him.
He's like the mayor of Greektown.
And they literally, some old yayas, actually, they pulled out
the yayas are the best.
They pulled out a gigantic golden tray, and they lifted Lou up, and they carried him down the street on the tray while he was lying in repose, essentially.
Well,
I mean, just
that's
and
what he deserves. That's the treatment you'd give Lou Kanellis
right.
In Greektown.
And all the yayas were coming up. You must meet my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And Lou's wife is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Absolutely.
Monica is one of the most beautiful women.
Beautiful person.
In the world, right. And somehow...
But she's not Greek, so sometimes the yayas overlook the non-Greeks.
Right.
This is what happens
yes.
In the culture.
And she somehow lost missed a bet or something, and that's why she's with Lou. But all of a sudden, here you go. And then they come and they're pushing her out of the way.
Uh-huh.
You must meet the granddaughter.
Right.
Who is his prostitute? Who is get down? What is going on?
They're not that bad.
Yeah. It was bad.
Could have locked you all over me, black lavash sprinkled all over my chest. It was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. I'll never forget it.
Yesterday.
Never forget that day. All right, Lou.
We love you, Lou.
We love you, and we're very upset about the Bears, and I don't know what to do now with my Sundays. I just don't know what to do.
Well, you can watch Tom Brady in a couple of
I don't want to watch
weeks.
You can watch him on Thursday, but can we talk to you again next Monday after the Bears play the Cowboys
sure.
Next Sunday night?
Sure.
And another rookie quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah, Lou, come back. Come right back, Lou.
You're going to have yeah. Like EMTs on
yeah.
Standby.
That's what you should do, Lou. Come back for more.
Mm-hmm. We'll need a defibrillator.
I can't help it. I love pain.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Lou.
See you.
Right. Bye, sweet Lou.